हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नुमः। यस्माज्जातं जगत्सर्वं यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदं धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। Don't be surprised. The first verse I recited was is from Bhagavata Mahatmyam, the very first verse. The meaning is the same. Yasmajjatam jagat sarvam yasminneva praliyate yenedam dharyate chaiva tasmai jnanatmane namaha. There's no difference between the two verses. Specifically, I chanted. Okay. We have to start today the sixth Anuvakaha of Shikshavali, where we are going to see Antar Hridaya Hiranya Garbha Upasanam. We understood very clearly without any doubt that the Upasanam discussed in the previous section, the fifth section, known as Vyahrityatma Saguna Brahmopasanam. And this Antarhridaya Hiranyagarbhopasanam constitute one upasanam. Just as the Mahaha Vyahrithi was taken as Angi, other Vyahrithis, Bohu, Bhavaha, Suvaha were taken as Angani, limbs. Now, according to Shayanacharya, the great commentator on the Karmakanda, both these upasams constitute one upasam, that this Antar Hridaya Hiranyagarbha upasanam should be taken as Angi, and Vyahriti Upasanani should be taken as Angani, the trunk and the limbs. Anyway, the trunk alone does not make the whole being. Limbs, the trunk also cannot make the whole being. The whole being, macrocosmic being, is personified here as the one with the trunk and the limbs, head, hands and feet. So Hiranyagarbha is macrocosmic being Ishwaraha. And here, in this upasanam, the Hiranyagarbha is presented as the one having the virtue of being available for recognition within one's own mind. In the Vyahrityupasanani, we invoked Hiranyagarbha as the one who alone is in the form of worlds, as the one who alone is in the form of Vedas, as the one who alone in the form of luminaries, as the one who alone is in the form of pranas. So the external world is also Hiranyagarbha, manifestation of Ishwara. But now if we understand that Hiranyagarbheshwara is available for recognition within one's own mind, that is the difference between this upasanam and the previous upasanam. And here we are going to see many other beautiful virtues of Hiranyagarbha as Upasya Devata. Upasya Devata always must be presented with beautiful virtues, so that the Upasya Devata has the honor of being meditated upon. So let us see here. The importance of this upasanam is, this upasanam, this antar hridaya hiranyagarbha upasanam, is also known as ahangraha upasanam. Ahangraha upasanam means seeing Ishvara as one, Ishvara as one's own self. Seeing Bhagavan as one's own self. Seeing Bhagavan, Ishvara being one's own self is jnanam, vision of the fact. Seeing one's own self as Ishvara is upasana. What is the difference between upasanam and jnanam, meditation and knowledge? In the way, in the jnanam, one can see oneself, one must see oneself being Ishvara. In upasanam, we try to see, one has to try to see oneself as Ishvara. Seeing oneself as Ishvara is upasanam. Seeing oneself being Ishvara is jnana. So this ahangraha upasanam is the one where we do not invoke Ishvara upon other things, not as the objects of the world. All the T-series is Ishvara. All Vedas are Hiranyagarbha. All worlds are Hiranyagarbha. All pranas are Hiranyagarbha. But here, that Hiranyagarbha, who is in the form of everything, as Vedas, as pranas, as luminaries, as worlds, is available for recognition in one's own mind as one's own self. So in upasanam, seeing Ishvara as one's own self is what? Ahangraha upasanam. Ishvara is grihyate, is seen as oneself. So this upasanam is very close to jnanam. This upasanam should help one gradually have the vision of one's own self being Ishvara. You begin the meditation as that you see Ishvara as yourself. Then finally you should culminate in later on. You should bless a person with a vision that one's own self being Ishvara. Anyway, the word is ahangraha upasanam. In ahangraha upasanam, generally, in any upasanam, every upasanam, the meditator is different from the object of meditation. Object of meditation is different from the meditator. So, dhyatru dheya bedaha asti upasane. There is meditator meditated upon the meditated. The subject-object difference is there in any meditation. Only in nididhyasanam, in contemplation, where one sees Bhagavat Swarupam as one's own Swarupam, there the meditator sees meditated as one's own Swarupam. The meditated object of meditation is non-different from the meditator. The meditator Swarupam is meditated upon in contemplation. In Nididhyasanam, there is no meditator-meditated difference in contemplation. So contemplation is a manasam karma, therefore it is meditation. But any meditation is not contemplation. Contemplation is meditation. Why? Contemplation is a mental activity, purely a mental activity, therefore it is meditation. Whereas meditation is not contemplation. What is the difference? In contemplation, contemplation is a swarupa anusandhanam. Swarupa anusandhanam is contemplation. One dwells upon one's own essential nature in contemplation. Therefore, the meditated is not different from the meditator in contemplation. Whereas in meditation, in upasanam, the object of meditation, the symbol also is different from the meditator. That is why nidhyasanam is practiced after the attainment of jnanam only for assimilating the knowledge. After the attainment of jnanam, one can practice contemplation nidhyasanam in order to assimilate the teaching, in order to ascertain the vision. Whereas meditation is a mental activity practiced before the attainment of jnanam for mental steadiness, antakarana naischaryam. But this upasanam is a different upasanam. This upasanam happens to be ahangraha upasanam, not seeing the world as Ishvara, but seeing one's own self as Ishvara. Therefore, it is ahangraha upasanam. Here also, this meditation is said to be abheda upasanam. Why abheda upasanam? It is not contemplation, it is only meditation. Still, it is called abheda upasanam, the meditation which does not involve the difference. Why there is no difference? You see Ishvara as your own self. And this Ishvara is said to be away, even though this Ishvara alone is in the form of everything, that Ishvara is available for recognition in one's own mind, as one's own self. Because this aham, the I itself is knowledge, aham asmi, I am that knowledge. Itself is there in the mind, is available in the knowledge of self-recognition, self-existence itself is in the mind. So mind is the indriyam obtaining within the golakam called heart, physical heart. So mind being the seat of I sense, mind being the seat of ahankaraha. Mind itself is the space. Mind is looked upon as space within one's physical heart, the golakam. Mind is the space which is obtaining within one's physical heart, which is a golakam. In that mind, there is aham, asmi, the jnanam. That Ishvara is very much there as one's own self. Okay? So seeing oneself as Ishvara is upasanam, seeing oneself being Ishvara is jnanam. Understand why it is called ahangraha upasanam, why it is abheda upasanam, still why it is upasanam, what is the difference between jnanam and upasanam? We understood all that. And this ahangraha upasanam, athava Antarhridaya Hiranyagarbha Upasanam, is, as I mentioned earlier, considered to be Angi Upasanam, for which other meditations, Vyakriti Upasanani, or like the Angani. So what? Vyakruti Upasanani. This Antarkhrudaya Upasanam together constitute one Hiranyagarbha Upasanam. Already we explained why these both should be taken as one meditation. We did understand in the previous section. Is it clear? Okay. With this understanding, let us enter into this Upasanam. Let us do the chanting first. Saya esho antar hridaya akashah. Saya esho antar hridaya akashah. Tasminayam purusho manomayah. Tasminayam purusho manomayah. Amruto hiranmayah. Antarena taluke. Ya eshastana iva valambate. Seendrayonihi. Yatrasau keshanto vivartate. Vyapohya sirshaka pale. Saya esho antar hridaya akashah. Tasminayam purusho manomayah. Amruto hiranmayah. Antarena taluke. Ya eshastana iva valambate. Seendrayonihi yatrasau keshanto vivartate vyapohya sirshaka pale. Vyapohya sirshaka pale. Okay, let us see the meaning for this portion first. Before I take you to see the meanings of these words, let me make it very clear. Why this is said to be Antarhridaya Hiranyagarbha Upasanam? Because Hiranyagarbha, who is in the form of everything, is available for recognition in the mind obtaining within this one's physical heart. That is what is said here. Saha yaha yeshaha antarhridaye akashaha. Saha yaha yeshaha antarhridaye akashaha. So there is space. Antarhridaye akashaha. Yaha akashaha antarhridaye asti. So, in Sanskritam, the sentence is incomplete. Even though we find a full stop like line in the mantra, it's not a complete sentence because it begins with the relative pronoun. Yaha. That space which obtains within one's physical heart, inside of the heart, antaha, hridaye antaha, yaha, yeshaha, akashaha asti. That space which obtains in the heart, inside, and which heart? Yeshaha. So, yeva yeshaha, that space which obtains. Why this? Because nearest cell, nearest mind, one's own mind. The space is nearest, not far, within oneself. Therefore, yeshaha. Yaha, yeshaha, akashaha, antaha hridaye asti. Okay. Tasmin, in that space, what is that space? Mind is space. Why mind is space? Mind is the indriyam available, obtaining within the golakam called physical heart. And the mind is what? The seat of ahankara. The mind itself is looked upon as a space here. Mind is being the seat of I sense, ahankara. And the mind is the indriyam obtaining within the physical heart, the golakam. It is said, tasmin hridaya akashe, tasmin akashe, ant hridaye antaha, ayam purushaha. This Hiranyagarbheshwara, this all pervasive Ishwara, ayam purushaha. This person, who is this person? This is all pervasive. Sarvam purayati iti purushaha. Pure ushati iti purushaha. It's all pervasive, all filling. Ishwara is there as very I sense. Tasmin ayam purushaha. And who alone is, what no, mano, mano mayaha. Hiranyagarbha is manomayaha. Manomaya, who is in the form of the mind, one meaning, who is revealed through the mind. Manomayaha means what? Who is revealed through the mind. Because mind is the manifesting medium. Therefore, revealed through the mind. Manomayaha. Then, the rest of the words, every word, again, another word, amrutaha. That word again presents another virtue of Hiranyagarbheshwara. Who is Hiranyagarbha? It's all pervasive Hiranyagarbha, obtaining as the nearest self in one's own mind within the physical heart, in the space within the physical heart. And amrutaha. Amrita, this purushaha revealed to the mind. What? Amrutaha. Amrutaha, this immortal. Hiranyagarbha is relatively immortal. Even though the consciousness implied the term Brahman is absolutely immortal, this Hiranyagarbha is relatively immortal. Amrutaha. Then Hiranmayaha, Amrutaha, timeless, imperishable, immortal Amrutaha. Then Hiranmayaha. See, Hiranyam literally means gold. So Hiranmayaha means what? Golden. But that's not the meaning here. Even though literally Hiranmayaha means golden, gold, like the gold, but you should take it as effulgent, because Hiranyam always stands for effulgence. So this Purushaha is all pervasive Ishwara, who is available for recognition, obtaining as the nearest self in the seat of I, in the mind, within, in the heart, the space within the physical heart, is Manomaya, who is revealed through the mind. And this Amrutaha, immortal, Hiranmaya, who is of the nature of knowing. Here, effulgent means what? Shining. Shining means here, Jnanaswarupaha Ishwaraha. Hiranmaya means effulgent. One who is of the nature of knowing. Effulgent, Lord. Is it Amrutaha, Hiranmayaha, Purushaha? So, is this sentence is not complete. We have to take it that Ishwara, Purushaha, Amrutaha, Hiranmayaha, Manomayaha, Purushaha. Three adjectives. Hiranmayaha, Amrutaha, Manomayaha, Purushaha. Tas, அயம் புருஷா தஸ்மின் ஹிருதய ஹிருதயே ஆகாஷே அந்த அஸ்தி. ஆல் இஸ் அஸ்மின் அவைலபிள் ஞாத்தும் உபலப்யதே, அவைலபிள் ஃபார் ரெக்கக்னிஷன். நவ் ஹேவிங் செட் திஸ் மச், தி ஃபாலோயிங் சென்டென்ஸ். அந்தரேண தாலுகே ச ஏஷஸ்தன இவாவலம்பதே சேந்திரயோனி யத்ராசோ கேஷாந்தோ விவர்த்ததே வ்யபோஹ்ய சீர்ஷக பாலே. ஓகே, நவ் உபநிஷத் மேக்ஸ் அ பிக் லீப், ஜம்ப், ஜஸ்ட் டாக்கிங் அபவுட் ஹிரண்யகர்பா வித் ஆல் ஹீஸ் வர்ச்சூஸ். As Amritaha, Manomayaha, Hiranyamaha, Purushaha, Hiranyagarbheshwaraha, Tasmin, Yaha, Akashaha, Yeshaha, Hridaye, Antaha, Asti, Tasmin, Akashe, Ayam, Purushaha, Manomayaha, Amritaha, Hiranyamaha, Purushaha, Asti. With all virtues, such Hiranyagarbha is available. Having said that, Upanishad jumps and talks about the nadis, one nadi. So, let me tell you, Shastram, in the Shastram, it is always said that there are 101 nadis. 101 nadis. Of those, again, the different calculations are there. Let us not get into all those calculations. According to one calculation, there are 101 nadis. Of those many nadis, what are these nadis? Pooja Swamiji used to say, if you take a physical body and do any dissection, you will not find it. Nadis are not available for our inspection, our experiment. It's not available for perception. You cannot even conceive what a nadi is. But Shastram does talk about nadis. Okay. So nadis must be, can you imagine that nadis are something inexplicably subtlest, okay, some arteries like, but not arteries. Definitely nadis are not what is meant by the word nadi, nadyaha. Nadi, nadi, nadyo, nadyaha. These nadis cannot be translated into English. Okay, because these do not mean the arteries through which blood, the blood vessels, not even the veins. What are they? Nadis. Nadis are nadis, nadya. So, ekottara shata nadya, 101 nadis. So, there are some nadis are very well known for the people who are involved in this discipline of meditation, upasana. The upasakaha are also known as yoginaha, yogis. Upasakaha, the meditators. See, these meditations prescribed in the Upanishad are not something ordinary, very serious business. So, such upasakas, a serious upasakas, must be practicing this only with the help of teachers. And they must be throughout, they must be helped. Because when during the practice of meditation, if they happen to have any problems, you know, some disturbances, mental disturbance, etc., the teacher should know how to relieve them from the problems happen during the practice of meditation. That's why Pooja Swamiji always says these meditations should be understood, but do not make efforts. Again, as Vedanta students, we can understand them. We are not practicing these upasanas. Okay. So, there are many nadis of them. Ida is a very popular nadi. Pingala is another popular nadi. These are very popular nadis. Ida, Pingala, Sushumna, all Strilinga Shabdas. The nadi itself is Strilinga Shabda. So, this Ida and Pingala are the nadis which rise above rise from the palate. Which ear? This Ida Nadi begins from the palate and goes upwards. This Pingala Nadi also begins the palate, goes upwards, but they have the place in the sides of the palates. Ida Nadi has the Ida Nadi begins from the Ida Nadi begins from the left side, and the Pingala Nadi begins from the right side of the palate. Got it? Ida Nadi begins from the left side. Pingala Nadi begins from the right side of the palate. In between this Ida and Pingala, right and left side of the palate, in the middle of the palate, from the middle of the palate, goes upwards a nadi known as Sushumna. It's only reproduction of what has been taught, because nobody has seen these nadis through physical eyes. Shastram talks about these nadis. This Sushumna nadi is the one which goes upwards, and it goes upwards, it reaches the skull, top of the skull. And it can, okay, this nadi goes up to the top of the skull. And on the top of the skull, there is a place called Brahmarandram, where the newborn babies have very soft skin. It takes many years, few years, for the soft skin to become hard in the skull. It's called Brahmarandram. Brahmarandram. It is said in the Yoga Shastram and the Upasana Kanda that meditators alone, the meditators, Upasakas, are also known as serious yogis. When they die, their last breath can go through this, get out through Brahmarandram. Whereas ordinary people, all other people, when they pass, when the Parabdha Karma gets exhausted, when the Sukshma has to leave the physical body, the Prana can leave through any of the aperture. Through the eyes, through the nose, through the mouth, through the ears, they say. It's something for us, again, it is invisible. We can't see the Prana's leaving. We can see the person has become dead, that's all. Through which aperture the last breath goes out, we do not know. But through any of the aperture, it can get out. But only for an Upasaka, this last breath can get out through the Brahmarandram. Okay, which means the Upasakaha must be a very, very serious practitioner of Upasana. And he must be practicing properly with the help of the teacher. He must have learnt it correctly. And he must be practicing throughout his life until his last breath. Upasakaha's goal itself must be what? This Hiranyagarbha Sthana Praptihi. Brahmaloka Praptihi must be his aim. So he must be practicing. For such a serious meditator, serious Upasaka alone, has the expertise. Any serious meditator must have the expertise, must have got this expertise of being able to withdraw his entire subtle body to the heart. And he must be capable of squeezing his own sukshma through the Sushumna Nadi, thereby through Sushumna Nadi, breaking open the skull through Brahmarandram, he can get out the sukshma. Then he can begin his journey, external journey. Okay, who can do it? Any ordinary human being cannot do this. Only Upasaka must have got this special, you know, capacity, capability. He must have got this expertise of being able to withdrawing one's sushma, squeezing it into the sushumna nadi, and thereby breaking open the skill to get out of the physical system. Then the sukshma of this upasaka can travel through the surya gatihi athava sukshukla gatihi. It's called solar path or bright path. It's also known as devayanaha. Devayanaha or shukla gatihi, surya gatihi. It's called solar path or bright path. And he travels through that path. And how long? So the journey which begins from the top of the skull and the Brahmarandram, it travels up to the Brahmaloka. So beginning point is what? From one's own, from the heart. The entire sukshma is withdrawn to the heart. Then squeezed into sushumna nadi, there begins and goes upwards up to the Brahmaloka praptihi. Once the sukshma harima meditator, so the sukshma, the meditator still continues to be a jivang with the sukshma shariram, but he is capable of traveling through the higher loka to reach Brahmaloka without the gross physical body. What happens to samanya janaha, ordinary people? When the parabdha gets exhausted, sukshma leaves, and in keeping with the parabdha karma, then another body will be ready. In keeping the one's own punya papam, another body will be there with other parentage ready. Assume another body will be born again, punarjanma. So upasaka, non-upasaka will attain punarjanma, punaravrittihi. So upasaka goes to higher loka, Brahma loka, and there again Shastram says there's a possibility of being taught. What is taught? Same Tattvamasi Mahavakya unfoldment, okay? Differently. So there the upasakaha attains jnanam. How is he taught? Who is the teacher? All those questions should not be raised. Maybe he himself will be blessed with that jnanam. So there he attains jnanam. After going to Brahma Loka, he attains jnanam. Therefore, kramashaha muktihi prapyate iti karanataha, it is said to be kramamuktihi. Because the moksha is not immediately attained here. After going to Brahma Loka, there attaining jnanam, he attains moksha, which is said to be kramamuktihi kramamokshaha. The different stages are involved. Leave the physical body. Squeeze the subtle body into, first bring the subtle body to the heart, then squeeze it into the sushumna nadi, then through the sushumna nadi going upwards, then breaking open the skull, getting out of the skull through the Brahmarandram, then continuing one's journey through the solar path, devayanaha shukla gatihi, then reaching Brahmaloka. There's stages in what? And there in Brahmaloka, one attains jnanam, it attains kramamuktihi. This is the prayojanam of the upasanam also. So all that very quickly, very briefly, Upanishad mentions here. The first sentence, we find out the Hiranyagarbha being praised with all the virtues, and that Hiranyagarbha being available for recognition in one's own mind is set in the first sentence. Saya esho antar hridaya akashah tasmin ayam purusho manomayah amruto hiranmayah antarena taluke ಯೇಷ ಸ್ತನ ಇವಾವಲಂಬತೆ ಸೇಂದ್ರಯೋನಿಹಿ ಯತ್ರಾಸೋ ಕೇಶಾಂತೋ ವಿವರ್ತತೆ ವ್ಯಪೋಹ್ಯ ಶೀರ್ಷಕ ಪಾಲೇ. ಓಕೆ, ಸೊ ವಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ಸ್ ಟು ಉಪಾಸಕ? ಅಂಡ್ ಉಪಾಸಕ ಪಾರಬ್ಧ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಟು ಅನ್ ಎಂಡ್, ಅಂಡ್ ಅನ್ ಉಪಾಸಕ ಇಸ್ ಕೇಪಬಲ್ ಆಫ್ ನೋಯಿಂಗ್ ದ ಟೈಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಸ್ ಡಿಪಾರ್ಚರ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಉಪಾಸನಾ ಫಲಂ, ಉಪಾಸನಾ ಶಕ್ತಿ. ಸೊ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಏಬಲ್ ಟು ವಿತ್ಡ್ರಾ ಹಿಸ್ ಸೂಕ್ಷ್ಮ ಸೂಕ್ಷ್ಮ ಐ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸ್ಕ್ವೀಸ್ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಇನ್ ದಟ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ದಿ ಸುಷುಮ್ನಾ ನಾಡಿ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಮಿಡಲ್ ವಿಚ್ ಬಿಗಿನ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಮಿಡಲ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಪ್ಯಾಲೆಟ್ ಇನ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ಇಡ ಅಂಡ್ ಪಿಂಗಲ ವಿಚ್ ಗೋಸ್ ಅಪ್ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್. ದೆರ್ಫೋರ್ ತಾಲುಕೆ ಅಂತರೇಣ, ಸೀ ದ ವರ್ಡ್ ನೌ, ಅಂತರೇಣ ತಾಲುಕೆ. ಸೊ ಅಂತರೇಣ ತಾಲುಕೆ, ಅಂತರ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್, ತಾಲುಕೆ ಅಂತರೇಣ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ತಾಲುಕ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಪ್ಯಾಲೆಟ್, ಅಂತರೇಣ ತಾಲುಕಂ ಒನ್ ಪ್ಯಾಲೆಟ್, ತಾಲುಕೆ ಟೂ ಪ್ಯಾಲೆಟ್ಸ್ ಡ್ಯುವಲ್. ಓಕೆ, ತಾಲುಕಂ ತಾಲುಕೆ ತಾಲುಕಾನಿ, ಡೋಂಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಮೆನಿ ಪ್ಯಾಲೆಟ್ಸ್ ಟೂ. ಇವರ್ ತಾಲುಕೆ, ತಾಲುಕೆ ಅಂತರೇಣ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ದಿ ಟೂ ಪ್ಯಾಲೆಟ್ಸ್, ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ದಿ ಟೂ ಪ್ಯಾಲೆಟ್ಸ್ ಅಂತರೇಣ ತಾಲುಕೆ. ಯಹ ಏಷ ಸ್ತನ ಇವ ಅವಲಂಬತೆ, ಯಹ ಏಷ ಸ್ತನ ಇವ ಅವಲಂಬತೆ. ಸಿ ಸ್ತನ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದ ನಿಪ್ಪಲ್. ಓಕೆ, ಸ್ತನ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ನಿಪ್ಪಲ್. ಸ್ತನ ಇವ ಲೈಕ್ ನಿಪ್ಪಲ್, ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಲೈಕ್ ನಿಪ್ಪಲ್, ನಾಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಕ್ಟ್ಲಿ ನಿಪ್ಪಲ್, ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಲೈಕ್ ನಿಪ್ಪಲ್. ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ದಿ ಪ್ಯಾಲೆಟ್ಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಸ್ಮಾಲ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಹ್ಯಾಂಗಿಂಗ್, ಸ್ಮಾಲ್ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಫ್ಲೆಶ್ ಇಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾಂಗಿಂಗ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಲೈಕ್ ನಿಪ್ಪಲ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ದಿ ಟೂ ಪ್ಯಾಲೆಟ್ಸ್ ಸ್ತನ ಇವ ಅವಲಂಬತೆ. Means, why it is mentioned here? It is through that, where exactly the small flesh, small part of flesh hanging, avalambate hanging between the palates, there that in the middle, it is implied the Sushumna Nadi is going upwards from there. ಯಹ ಏಷ ಸ್ತನ ಇವ ಅವಲಂಬತೆ. ಓಕೆ ಓಕೆ, ಅಂಡ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ದೋಸ್ ಟೂ ಇನ್ ದ ಮಿಡಲ್ ಗೋಸ್ ಅಪ್ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಸುಷುಮ್ನಾ ನಾಡಿ, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಇಂಪ್ಲೈಡ್ ಹಿಯರ್. ಯತ್ರ ಅಸೌ ಕೇಶಾಂತ ವರ್ತತೆ, ಸಿ ದ ಸೆಂಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ಲಿ ಇನ್ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್, ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನಾಟ್ ಮೇಕ್ ಔಟ್ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್. ಸೊ ಯಹ ಏಷ ಸ್ತನ ಇವ ಲಂಬತೆ ತಾಲುಕೆ ಅಂತರೇಣ. ಓಕೆ, ತಾಲುಕೆ ಅಂತರೇಣ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ತಸ್ಯ ಸ್ತನಸ್ಯ ಅಂತರೇಣ. ಓಕೆ, ಇನ್ ದ ಮಿಡಲ್ ಆಫ್ ದಟ್ ಸ್ತನಂ, ದಟ್ ಫ್ಲಶ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾಂಗ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಅ ಸ್ಮಾಲ್ ನಿಪ್ಪಲ್, ದ ನಾಡಿ ಗೋಸ್ ಅಪ್ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್. ನಾಡಿ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಮೆನ್ಷನ್, ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಇಂಪ್ಲೈಡ್. ಕೇಶಾಂತ ವರ್ತತೆ, ದ ನಾಡಿ ದ ಸುಷುಮ್ನಾ ನಾಡಿ ಗೋಸ್, ವಿಚ್ ಗೋಸ್ ಕೌ ಕೇಶಾಂತ. ಕೇಶಾಂತ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ನೌ? ಟಾಪ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸ್ಕಲ್. ಟಾಪ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸ್ಕಲ್ ಈಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ಕೇಶಾಂತ, ವೇರ್ ದಿ ಹೇರ್ ಎಂಡ್ಸ್, ದಿ ಹೇರ್ ಬಿಗಿನ್ಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದೇರ್, ದಟ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ದಿ ಹೇರ್ ಎಂಡ್ಸ್. ದೆರ್ಫೋರ್ ಕೇಶಾಂತ. ಕೇಶಾನಾಂ ಅಂತ ಕೇಶಾಂತ. ಸೊ ಕೇಶಾಂತ ಈಸ್ ದ ರೂಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಹೇರ್. ಸೊ ದಿ ಸುಷುಮ್ನ ನಾಡಿ ಗೋಸ್ ಅಪ್ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ದ ಟಾಪ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸ್ಕಲ್, ದ ವಿಚಿ ವೇರ್ ದ ರೂಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಹೇರ್ ಆರ್ ದೇರ್. यत्र असौ केशान्तः असौ वर्तते मीन्स् वाट् सुषुम्ना नाडी वर्तते. सुषुम्ना नाडी कुत्र वर्तते? यत्र सुषुम्ना नाडी वर्तते मीन्स् द सुषुम्ना नाडी इस् देर् इन् बिट्वीन् दि पालेट्स् वेर् द स्माल् निप्पल् लैक् फ्लेश् हेङ्ग्स् देर् in between Sushumna Nadi goes upwards up to how far Sushumna Nadi goes Sushumna Nadi goes up to the skull the top of the skull where there are roots of the hair keshantaha yatra vartante tatra yatra keshantaha vartate keshaha singular word yatra root of the hair is where the root of the hair is we don't say in English hairs okay therefore the roots of the hair I can say are root of the hair is yatra keshantah vartate then having gone there what happens shirsha kapale vyapohya shirsha kapale vyapohya shirsha kapalam means what skull shirsham means a head kapalam means skull शीर्ष कपाले व्यपोह्य शीर्ष कपाले व्यपोह्य हैविंग ब्रोकन और हैविंग ओपन्ड ब्रेकिंग द स्कल हैविंग ओपन्ड ब्रेकिंग द स्कल शीर्ष कपाले व्यपोह्य देन शीर्ष कपाले व्यपोह्य Nirgachati. Nirgachati gets out. Sa, okay? Nirgachati. Vyapohya. Vyapohya, what happened? The verb is not mentioned. We have to supply the verb. Bahirgachati. Nirgachati. Shirshakapale vyapohya. Bahirgachati. Nirgachati. Very briefly, everything has been mentioned. The first line, Upanishad describes Hiranyagarbha as Ayam Purushaha. This all-pervasive Ishvara is obtaining as the innermost self. And Manomayaha, who is revealed through the mind. Amrutaha, who is immortal, timeless, and who is of the nature of knowing, therefore who is effulgent. Like gold. And that Purushaha is there. And the person who meditates upon this Hiranyagarbha, how long? There's not, nothing is mentioned here. We have to understand. The Upasakaha, who meditates throughout his life until his last breath, when his Paradha Karma gets exhausted, having got this expertise of being able to get out by himself, not like other Ajnan, other ordinary people, he can withdraw his Sukshma, into his Sukshma, and squeezing his Sukshma into the Sushumna Nadi, he can get out. And what? So that's why Sushumna Nadi is talked about here. Antarena Taluke, in between the two palates, there is small nipple-like flesh hanging. Then in the middle of the palates, where exactly that nipple-like flesh is hanging, this person, Sushumna Nadi, goes upwards. So, Saha Indrayonihi. Saha Indrayonihi. Indrayonihi. Okay, Saha Indrayonihi. It goes. There is Indrayonihi. Indra Yonihi means, Yoni here is the root. Indra Yonihi, that is the root which takes a person, or the passage through which one has to get out through, go to Brahmaloka. Okay? That is the passage to Brahmaloka, an abode of Hiranyagarbheshwara. Indrayonihi. So this Sushumna Nadi obtaining in the middle between these two palates goes up to the skull where there is root of this hair. There, Shirsha Kapale Vyapohya, this person who travels through Sushumna Nadi, then breaking open the skull, Bahi Gacchati, gets out. Getting out from the physical body is to travel through a specific path known as Devayanaha or Shuklagatihi. So made very clear, the Upasaka's Sukshma Shariram leaves through the Sushumna Nadi, and only a person Sukshma goes through Sushumna Nadi, it is possible to break open the skull, and through the Brahma Randram, it is possible to travel through Shukla Gatihi. If a person travels through any other aperture, and he has to be assuming another body through another parentage here, the Punarjanma. There is no Brahma Loka Praptihi. That is why going to Brahma Loka involves tremendous efforts and tremendous tapas. Not an easy joke. That is why Brahma Prayatnaha. Brahma Prayatna. If somebody does something very hard work to do, achieve something in life, oh, Brahma Prayatnam. Brahma Prayatnaha. Why? Because in order to travel through Sushumna Nadi, and get out through the Brahma Randram and travel through the Shukla Gatihi and reach Brahma Loka, one needs tremendous capacity. Tremendous punyam must have earned. One must have gone through tremendous tapas. Not an easy joke. Okay? But great effort. So what happens to the Upasakaha at the time of his departure? Okay. That is briefly said in this portion. Let us read once again. We'll go to the next portion. Saya esho antar hridaya akashah tasmin ayam purusho manomayah amruto hiranmayah antarena taluke ya eshas tana ivavalambate se endrayonihi. Indrayonihi, the route, the passage which takes a person to Brahmaloka. That passage is what now? Actually, Sushumna Nadi.
Yatraso keshanto vivartate vyapohya shirshaka pale.
Okay. After leaving, then what happens? Please make a note. This upasakaha, finally he reaches Brahmaloka, attains jnanam, attains krama mukti. But even before that, what happens? He becomes identified with all the worlds. Therefore, it is said here,
Bhurityagno pratitishthati, bhuvayiti vayum.
So, bhurityagno pratitishthati. So, pratitishthati means the person becomes one with, the person resolves his identity with, the person here merges. The person merges what now? He himself becomes all the devatas. Okay, when he becomes Ishvara means what? Becoming Ishvara means becoming all the devatas, because Ishvara is all the devatas. Bhuhu iti agno bhuritagno pratitishthati. The person merges into the fire. The fire, and which is meditated upon this Bhuhu, which is in the form of Bhuhu. Bhuvayiti Vayau. See, attaining oneness with Hiranyagarbha, having the status of being Ishvara, means having the status of being one with all the Devatas, merging with into all Devatas. Therefore, it is said here, let us quickly see, then we'll go to the Bhashyam. Bhuvayiti Vayau. Bhuvayiti Vayau. Upasakaha, not only does he merge into the Agni in the form of Bhuhu, he also merges into the Vayu, which is in the form of Bhuvaha. Bhuvayiti Vayu Suvaritya Adityaha. Suvaha iti Adityaha. Then he also merges into Adityaha, into the sun, which is in the form of sun, in the form of Suvaha. Mahayiti Brahmani. Then finally, he merges into, he becomes one with Hiranyagarbha in the form of the Vyakritihi Mahaha. Understand now? So he becoming one with Hiranyagarbha means becoming, he becomes one with Hiranyagarbha, therefore he has all the limbs of Hiranyagarbha, his limbs. Trunk of him, his trunk. So he is Hiranyagarbha himself. That is the idea. Got it? What means Hiranyagarbha is in the form of all the Vyakritis, all the worlds. So he becomes one with Hiranyagarbha. Therefore he also merges into Bhuhu, merges into the fire, Agnihi, which is in the form of Bhuhu. He merges into Vayu, which is in the form of Bhuvaha. He merges into the Aditya, which is in the form of Suvaha. Then Mahayati Brahmani, finally, he becomes one with Hiranyagarbha, who is in the form of the Vahurti Mahaha. Then what happens when he attains, when he becomes one with Hiranyagarbha? Apnoti Swarajyam. Apnoti Swarajyam. Swarajyam apnoti. He attains sovereignty. It is not absolute. Here, Swarajyam apnoti. What is Swarajya Prapti? We'll understand soon. Cutting sovereignty means what? Literal meaning I want to tell you first. Apnoti manasaspatim. Apnoti manasaspatim. When this upasakaha loses his identity as an individual, he attains the status of being one with Ishvara Hiranyagarbha, then manasaha patim apnoti. He becomes the lord of all the minds. Apnoti manasas patim. As Ishvara, he attains the status of being the lord of all the minds. Vakpatis chakshushpatihi. And as Ishvara, he becomes lord of speech. He attains the status of being the lord of speech. Vakpatis chakshushpatihi. Then chakshushpatihi. Shrotrapatir vijnanapatihi. See, as Ishvara, when he is no more individual, individuality is resolved in Ishvara. Therefore, the totality. Therefore, he is lord of all the minds, lord of speech, lord of sense organs, lord of eyes, lord of the ears. Lord of ears means what? He is the lord of all the subtle powers, because totality of powers is Devata. Totality of power, Devata is what? Ishvara. And he is the lord of all the powers. all the sukshma indriyani, subtle powers, lot of speech, lot of all the minds, and he is lot of all the intellects, because vijnanapatihi, only lord of all the intellects, all the minds, all powers. Because samashti sukshma prapancha is Hiranyagarbha. Being one with Hiranyagarbha, he becomes the lord of the totality of minds, intellects, subtle sense powers, and speech. Vakpatis chakshushpatihi shrotrapatir vijnanapatihi. Etattato bhavati. Etattato bhavati. Akasha shariram brahma satyatma pranaramam mana anandam shanti samruddham amrutam iti prachina yogyopasva. So etat tato bhavati tataha tataha etat bhavati. Etat bhavati means what? All these attributes of Hiranyagarbha become the attributes of the meditator. Means meditator upasakaha is no more an individual. He is Hiranyagarbha himself. When he reaches Brahmaloka, when he attains Brahmaloka, becomes one with Hiranyagarbha. So, Akasha Shariram Brahma. Akasha Shariram Brahma. So, Akasha Shariram means what? Akashaha is all pervasive. Asamantat Kashate iti Akashaha. Space itself said to be Akasha because space is of the nature of all pervasiveness. Asamantat Kashate iti Akashaha. That which alone shines everywhere is Akasha. That's why Bhagavan is also Akashaha. Understand? Bhagavan, who is all pervasive like this space, who is pervasive of the space also. Bhagavan is the all accommodative, all pervasive, who is pervasive of, accommodative of even the all pervasive space. Therefore, it is Akasha Shariram Brahma. So here Hiranyagarbhaishwara is the one whose body Hiranyagarbha Samashti Sukshma Prapancha is the body of Hiranyagarbha. The entirety, the subtle manifestation, subtle universe is the form, the body of Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, Akasha Shariram means Hiranyagarbha is endowed with the entirety of the subtle universe as his body, which is all pervasive like space. Got it? Akasha Shariram Brahma. Satyatma. Satyatma means what? The entire Hiranyagarbha is name of the entirety of the subtle universe. Samashti Sukshma Prapanchaha. Therefore, Hiranyagarbha has all pervasive body in the form of entirety of the subtle universe. And the entirety of the universe is consisting of both Murta Murtas, Satyatma, consisting of all with and without forms. The entirety of the subtle universe is constituted of everything with form and without forms. Pranaramam. And pranaha eva ara, pranaramam. Pranaramam means what? This Hiranyagarbha, the pranas All the pranas are like his ground of entertainment, ground of sport. So all the physiological functions, all the pranas are like the ground of entertainment, ground of sports for Hiranyagarbha. Or Pranarama. Aramaha means entertainment, sport. And Pranaramam, Mana Anandam. Mana Anandam. So, and Hiranyagarbha's mind is nothing but mind, the embodiment of happiness. Embodiment of happiness is the mind of Hiranyagarbha's mind is embodiment of happiness. Hiranyagarbha's pranas are the sport of entertainment. The pranas are the ground of entertainment. And Shanti Samruddham. Shanti Samruddham. Hiranyagarbha is in the form of the prosperity of and peace. Hiranyagarbha himself is embodiment of peace and prosperity. Shanti Samruddham and Amrutam. Amrutam, immortal, eternal. Therefore, this again, having talked about this, this who? Now, Upasaka, as Hiranyagarbha, enjoys all these virtues of Hiranyagarbha as his own virtues. That is the meaning. This, after he becoming one with Hiranyagarbha, Upasaka enjoys all these virtues as Hiranyagarbha. Okay, what are the virtues? Akasha Shariram, all pervasive body in the form of entirety of the subtle universe. And all the pranas become the ground of entertainment. The mind is embodiment of happiness. And Hiranyagarbha enjoys, Hiranyagarbha is in the form of prosperity, riches, and peace. Shanti Samruddham. And Hiranyagarbha, as Hiranyagarbha, he is relatively immortal. Please understand, Hiranyagarbha's deva, he is relatively immortal. Okay? This means Hiranyagarbha, he meditator is no more an individual, he is Hiranyagarbha himself. Therefore, in order to attain such a position, he is telling, hey Prachina Yogya Upasva, in order to enjoy such a benefit, may you practice meditation. May you meditate upon Hiranyagarbha. Hey Prachina Yogya Upasva. This is the literal meaning of the mantras we have understood. Okay. Let us read the Bhashyam now from the beginning. Okay. So here, Bhasham, Bhor, Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha, Bhur, Bhuvas, Suvaha, Swarupa, Mahaha, Bhur, Bhuvas, Suvaha, Swarupa, Mahaha, Ityetasya, Vyahrityatmanaha, Brahmani, Angan, Brahmani. This is some small spelling mistake. Vyahrityatmanaha, Brahmanaha, Angani. If you don't find a line, please put a line. It will be corrected. Brahmanaha, Angani. And Brahmane, Angani. Brahmanaha, Angani. Brahmanongani. Brahmanaha, Angani. Anyaha devataha ityuktam. Okay. So Shankara Bhagavad Pada in his commentary, which he begins here on the sixth section, first he introduces the subject matter which has been already discussed in the previous section. So Shankara Bhagavad Pada first briefly introduces the subject matter discussed in the previous section. So he says what? Because don't think, oh, why? Bhuha Voha Svaha, we did not see anything in this section. Why does he talk about it? Don't think. So Shankara Bhagavatpada really briefly discusses subject matter of this previous section. Bhur Bhavasvaha Swarupa Mahaha Ityetasya Vyahrityatmanaha Brahmanaha Angani Anyaha Devataha Ityuktam. What does it mean? So, in the Ityuktam, it has been said, it has been already mentioned in the previous section that Bhuhu Bhuvaha Suvaha Anyaha Devataha. Ityukta means it has been already mentioned in the previous section that Anyaha Devataha, other devatas, in the first meditation, worlds, Vadi Devatas. The second meditation, luminaries Vadi Devatas. The third meditation, Vedas were the Devatas. And the fourth meditation, Pranas were the Devatas. So all those Devatas, various Devatas, mentioned in the previous section, they were all invoked upon the other three Vyakritis, Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha. And which those devatas invoked upon the Vyakritis Bhuhu Bhuvaha Suvaha were like the limbs of Hiranyagarbha, Anyaha Devataha, Brahmanaha Angani, Vyakritke Brahmanaha Angani, other devatas invoked upon, meditated upon the Vyakritis Bhuhu Bhuvaha Suvaha were like the limbs of Hiranyagarbha. Brahmanaha Angani means limbs of Hiranyagarbha. Which Hiranyagarbha? Who was invoked upon the Vyakritihi Mahaha. The Angi Vyakritihi. So Hiranyagarbha was invoked upon Mahaha. And other devatas invoked upon Bhuhu Bhuvaha Suvaha were like the limbs of Hiranyagarbha. This upasana was already mentioned in the previous section. So what he wants to say is all the Hiranyagarbha was meditated upon in the previous section. The various Vyakritis which are discussed in the previous section. Bhuhu Bhuvaha Suvaha Swarupa Mahaha Ityesas Etasya Vyahrityatmanaha Brahmanaha Angani Anyaha Devataha Ityuktam. Okay. It means all the devatas constitute four limbs of Hiranyagarbha, and Hiranyagarbha is the Angi, the one who is endowed with all those devatas in the form of limbs. So Hiranyagarbha constitute the whole. That is the idea. Yasya taha angabhutaha. Yasya taha angabhutaha. Tasya etasya brahmanaha sakshat upalabdhyartam upasanartham cha hridaya akasha sthanam uchyate shalagrame iva vishnoho. Very beautiful. See, shalagramaha, the fossilized wood, isn't it? The fossil is looked upon as an alambanam for Vishnu. Just as, so Iva, மீன் யதா இவ. லைக் ஜஸ்ட் அஸ் சாலக்ராமா இஸ் லுக்ட் அப்பான் ஆஸ் அன் ஆலம்பனம் ஃபார் மகாவிஷ்ணு, சோ ஆல்சோ ஹியர் ஹிருதய ஆகாஷா ஸ்தானம் உச்சதே. தி ஸ்பேஸ், தி மைண்ட் ஸ்பேஸ் அப்டெய்னிங் வித்இன் த பிசிக்கல் ஹார்ட் இஸ் செட் டு பி த பிளேஸ் ஆஃப் அவைலபிலிட்டி ஆஃப் ஹிரண்யகர்பா. இஸ் இட் கிளியர்? ஹிருதயாகாஷா ஸ்தானம் உச்சதே. கஸ்ய ஸ்தானம்? பிரம்மணா ஸ்தானம் உச்சதே. சோ ஹிருதயாகாஷா, the mind space obtaining within the physical heart, is said to be the place of availability of Brahma. Sakshad upalabdhyartham, upalabdhyartham for the attainment of Brahman, Hridayakashaha is said to be the place. For what? For what purpose? Upasanartham, for the purpose of meditating upon Hiranyagarbha. This Hridayakashaha, the space obtaining within the heart, is said to be the place, but now available place of Brahman. Sakshat upalabdhyartham, ke directly Hiranyagarbha is available for recognition in one's own mind. Therefore, the Hridayakashaha is said to be the sthanam, is the place of availability of Hiranyagarbha. Is why it is said upasanartham, for the purpose of meditation. Just as Shalagramaha is presented as the upalabdhisthanam of Vishnu, as alambanam of Vishnu, upalabdhisthanam of Vishnu, just example, don't stretch it. If you go and search for Vishnu, Mahavishnu in Salagrama, you won't find it. Okay? It is an alambanam, a symbol for Mahavishnu. But here, why do you say take a symbol? That is where Mahavishnu is available. In the same way, it is said, Brahmanaha Sakshad Upalabdhyartham, for the sake of the attainment of Hiranyagarbha, directly availability of Hiranyagarbha, this space obtained within the physical heart is said to be this sthanam, place of availability for the purpose of meditation. Which Hiranyagarbha? The Hiranyagarbha who has all the devatas as his limbs. Taha angabhutaha yasya Tasya Brahmanaha, that Hiranyagarbha who has those Vyahrutis as his limbs, that Hiranyagarbheshwara is available within one's own, the space in one's own heart. Therefore, the place is mentioned. Okay. Yasya Taha Angabhutaha தஸ்ய ஏதஸ்ய பிரம்மணஹ சாக்ஷாத் உபலப்த்யர்த்தம் உபாசனார்த்தம் ச, for the purpose of meditation, because of the availability of Hiranyagarbha, the sthanam is mentioned. The Hridayakashaha, the space obtained within the heart, is said to be the sthanam. சாலக்ராமஹ விஷ்ணோஹ ஸ்தானம் இவ. Okay. Tasmin hi tad brahma upasyamanam. Tasmin hi tad brahma upasyamanam. Manomayatvadi dharma visishtam sakshat upalabhyate. Panaviva amalakam. Very nice. பாணௌ ஆமலகம் இவ. பாணௌ இவ ஆமலகம், உள்ளங்கை நெல்லிக்கனி போலே. தமிழ் விசே உள்ளங்கை நெல்லிக்கை. பாணௌ இவ ஆமலகம், ஆமலக்கம் மீன்ஸ் கூஸ்பெரி. இஃப் யூ கீப் அன் ஆமலகம் கூஸ்பெரி ஆன் யுவர் பாம், இஸ் டிஃபிகல்ட் டு சி? be very easy to see right in front of you. In your palm, if a gooseberry is kept, it can be seen effortlessly. So, pano amalakam iva. Just as gooseberry and the palm can be seen easily, in the same way, sakshat upalabhyate. Hiranyagarbheshwara, who alone is in the form of the whole world, who alone has all the devatas as his limbs, that Hiranyagarbha is directly available for recognition, upalabhyate. How available he is? Just as the gooseberry and the palm is available for perception, Hiranyagarbha is sakshat available for recognition. Upalabhyate. Kaha Hiranyagarbha. Sagunam Brahma. He says, Upasyamanam Brahma. That Hiranyagarbheshwara, who is being meditated upon, who is an object of meditation, is available for recognition. As what? As the one Mayomayatvadi Dharma Visishtam Brahma. This Hiranyagarbha who is endowed with the virtues such as Manomayatvam, etc. The Hiranyagarbha, the Sagunam Brahma, who is endowed with all these virtues such as being available for recognition, the mind, etc., is available for recognition in one's own mind. Manomayatvai Dharma Visishtam. There's so many virtues we saw. Amrutaha Hiranyagarbha, Manomayaha Hiranyagarbha, Hiranmayaha Hiranyagarbha, Hiranmayaha, Purushaha, Amrutaha, Manomayaha, all these are virtues. Therefore, Hiranyagarbha Sagunam Brahma was endowed with these attributes such as Manomayatvam, etc., is directly available for recognition, just as the gooseberry in the palm is easily perceptible. Tasminhi tad brahma upasyamanam. The upasyamanam brahma, manomayatvadi dharma visishtam brahma, upasyamanam manomayatvadi dharma visishtam brahma, sakshat panav amalakam iva upalabhyate. Kutra upalabhyate? Tasminhi, tasmin akashe. Got it? Tasmin akashe upalabhyate. Tasmin hridaya akashe upalabhyate. That is why when you do the bhashyam, you need not read, do any homework. It becomes thorough in the class itself. You see the proper prosodar here. Tad brahma upasyamanam tad brahma manomayatvani dharma visishtam tad upasyamanam brahma panav amalakam iva sakshat tasmin hridaya akashe upalabhyate. Hiranyagarbheshwara is available for recognition in that space obtaining within the heart. Which Hiranyagarbha, who is endowed with all these virtues such as the one who is revealed to the mind, one who is effulgent and one who is all-pervasive, one who is immortal, etc. Okay. Margascha Sarvatma Bhava Pratipattaye Vaktavyaha Iti Anuvakaha Arabhyate. Margascha Sarvatma Bhava Pratipattaye Vaktavyaha Iti Anuvakaha Arabhyate. See, Sarvatma Bhava Pratipattihi. Sarvatma Bhava Pratipattihi means what? Pratipattihi means attainment. Attainment of Sarvatma Bhavaha. சர்வாத்ம பாவகா மீன்ஸ் அட்டைன்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் பீயிங் ஒன் வித் ஆல் தி தேவதாஸ் ஈஸ் அட்டைன்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் பீயிங் ஒன் வித் ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்பா. பீங் ஒன் வித் ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்பா ஈஸ் பீங் ஒன் வித் ஆல் தி தேவதாஸ். வை ஆல் தி தேவதாஸ் கான்ஸ்டிடியூட் ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்பா. ஸோ சர்வாத்ம பிரதிபத்திஹி அட்டைன்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் attainment of being one with Hiranyagarbha. Attainment of being one with Hiranyagarbha is nothing but the attainment of being one with all the devatas. Sarvatma bhava pratipattihi. The pratipattihi, that is the position. That is the benefit of practicing meditation. And in order to attain that position of being one with Hiranyagarbha, thereby being one with all the beings, all the devatas, one must reach Brahmaloka. To reach Brahmaloka, one must know what is the path through which one travels. Therefore, Margaha Vaktavyaha. The path through which one has to travel in order to attain Brahmaloka, thereby to have the oneness with Brahma Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, Anuvakaha Arabhyate. This section is specifically begun. Anuvakaha, this section is begun because the path through which the meditator has to travel, thereby he has to reach Brahmaloka, thereby to attain oneness with Hiranyagarbha. The path must be mentioned. Margaha Vaktavyaha. So, Sarvatma Bhava Pratipattaye Margaha Vaktavyaha iti Anuvakaha Arabhyate. Is it clear? Kimartam Anuvakaha Arabhyate. Margaha Vaktavyaha. The path must be discussed. The path through which the Jivatma has to travel, the individual meditator, the Upasakaha, the path through which the meditator has to travel, ultimately to attain here in Brahmaloka, thereby to have the status of being one with Hiranyagarbha. Or thereby for the attainment of oneness with Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, this section is specifically begun. Which means what? The Upasana Palam has to be discussed. Therefore, this section is begun. Therefore, don't mistake this meditation to be a different meditation. Saha iti அயம் புருஷா இத்தியனேன சம்பத்யதே. சக இத்தி வியுத்க்ரம்ய அயம் புருஷா இத்தி அனேன சம்பத்யதே. இஃப் யூ கோ பேக் அண்ட் சீ தி மந்திர, சய சய ஏஷோ அந்தர்ஹ்ருதய ஆகாஷஹ. சக இத்தி சக இதி வியுத்க்ரம்ய தஸ்மின் அயம் புருஷோ மனோமய. விசி அயம் புருஷஹ. சோ சக ஏஷஹ. சக இஸ் த ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ப்ரோனவுன். த மந்திர பிகின்ஸ் வித் தி ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ப்ரோனவுன் சக இதி வியுத்க்ரம்ய அயம் புருஷஹ இத்யனேன சம்பத்யதே. So here in this mantra, the very beginning, there is a third person singular pronoun saha. There is a word which is a third person singular pronoun saha, meaning that. And vyutkramya, அயம் புருஷா இதி அனேன சம்பத்யதே. ஆஃப்டர் சக ஏஷகா அந்தர்ஹிருதய ஆகாஷக வியுத்க்ரம்ய. ஸோ கிராசிங் ஆல் தோஸ் வேர்ட்ஸ், தட் சக ஷுட் பி கனெக்டட் வித் வாட், ஐ அம் புருஷா, தட் சக ஷுட் பி கனெக்டட் டு த வேர்ட் ஐ அம் புருஷா, லீவிங் அசைட் ஆர் கிராசிங் அதர் வேர்ட்ஸ் இன் பிட்வீன். ஸோ சக அயம் புருஷா, ஸோ சக அயம் புருஷா தட் பர்சன் ஹூ இஸ் ஹியர், தட் ஈஸ்வரா. சக ஸ்டாண்ட்ஸ் ஃபார் ஈஸ்வரா, அயம் ஸ்டாண்ட்ஸ் ஃபார் த நியரஸ்ட் செல்ஃப். தட் ஈஸ்வரா இஸ் ஹியர் இன் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் மைண்ட் ஆஸ் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் செல்ஃப். Saha stands for Ishvara. I am is a third person singular pronoun, okay, indicating the nearest self. Saha stands for Ishvara. So Saha, I am Purushaha means what? That Ishvara is the nearest self, obtaining within one's own mind, within the space in one's own heart. Saha, I am Purushaha. It therefore that saha should be connected to ayam purushaha, crossing other words in between. Saha iti vyutkramya ayam purusha ityanena sambadhyate, it's connected to ayam purushaha. Sambadhyate is related to, connected to ayam purushaha, which means that Hiranyagarbha is, which Hiranyagarbha, the one who alone is in the form of all devatas, is the one, the nearest self. Nearest self available for recognition within one's own heart. The space of mind. Saha iti vyutkramya ayam purushaha ityanena sambadhyate. Yaha yeshaha antarhridaye. You're all with me now? Okay. All of you are. யஹா ஏஷஹ அந்தர்ஹ்ருதயே. அந்தர்ஹ்ருதயே மீன்ஸ் வாட்? ஹ்ருதயஸ்ய அந்தஹ, ஹ்ருதயஸ்ய அந்தஹ, ஹ்ருதயம் இதி. நவ் ஹி இஸ் எக்ஸ்பிளைனிங் வாட் இஸ் ஹ்ருதயம். அந்தர்ஹ்ருதயே மீன்ஸ் ஹ்ருதயஸ்ய அந்தஹ, இன்சைட் ஆஃப் தி ஹார்ட். வாட் இஸ் ஹ்ருதயம்? ஹ்ருதயம் இதி Shankar Bhagavad Pada assumed that we may not know what Hridayam means. So he says what? Hridayam iti pundarika akaraha mamsa pindaha. What is Hridayam? Pundarika akaraha mamsa pindaha. A lump of flesh in the form of a lotus. Mamsa pindaha pundarika akaraha. Pundarikam means lotus. Mamsa pinda, a lump of flesh in the form of a lotus, is said to be hridayam. So within, inside that hridayam, there is space. And in that space, there is mind. And the mind is the space where there is ego available, ahankara available. Okay. So the seat of ahankara is mind. The mind is the space of ahankara. The mind is the indriyam obtaining within the space in the physical heart, golakam. Okay. Therefore, that Hiranyagarbha here is there as oneself. Sa, yaha yeshaha antar hridaye, hridayasya antaha. Okay. He finished it. Then Hridayam iti. What is Hridayam? Kim Hridayam? Pundarika akaraha. Pundarikasya akaraha iva akaraha yasya. Mamsa pindasya. Saha mamsa pindaha. Pundarika akaraha mamsa pindaha. Mamsa pindaha. Lump of flesh. Having the form of a lotus. Is heart. Okay. பிராணாயதனாஹ அநேக நாடி சுஷிரஹ. I'm going to stop now. Very important lessons begins. We'll continue tomorrow. Okay? From here, we'll see tomorrow. Pranayatanahana, we'll see tomorrow. Any question in what we have seen today? Okay. See you later for Bhagavad Gita Bhashyam class. Okay. Om. Tomorrow when we conclude, when you see the Bhashyam of these mantras, it becomes much clearer. Nothing much to understand here. Very simple. But nice to see Shankara Bhagavatpada's heart there. Okay. We'll see it tomorrow. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. See you later. Bhashyam.
Swamiji, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
You know, say I am Purushaha. Normally we think of inner self, don't we? Atma, reality.
Normally. That is why I'm saying, of course, seeing Ishvara as oneself is meditation. Seeing oneself being Ishvara is jnanam, isn't it? Now it's upasanam. It is not jnanam. That is why it's called Ahangraha Upasanam. I already told you why it is called Ahangraha Upasanam. See, Ahangraha Upasanam is seeing one's own self being Ishvara. See, Lalita Sahasranama, a beautiful one Dhyana Shloka. There we see Devi, okay, as oneself. Ahamiti Vibhavaye Bhavani. I see Bhavani as myself. I see Devi as myself. This Ahangraha Upasanam. See, as is, being, difference is there. If I see myself being Ishvara, jnanam. If I see myself as Ishvara, it is meditation. Which means, here effort is being made through the practice of meditation, ultimately in order to discover that fact of oneself being Ishvara. That's Upasanam is a stepping stone to arrive at the fact of oneself being Ishvara. Understand? That's what it said, Abheda Upasanam also. Ahangraha Upasanam is Abheda Upasanam. Where you see yourself as Ishvara, really there is Abhedaha. You are Ishvara. There's no Bheda. But you see, try to see yourself as Ishvara. Therefore, it's Abheda Upasana, Ahangraha Upasana. Got it? Of course. Ishvara Swarupma is reality. Your Swarupma is reality. That is how you are Ishvara, essentially. Ishvara alone is available for recognition as I, as myself. That Ishvara is here. See, there are two space, okay? Akashaha means space. Within physical heart, there is space. In this, that is the Golakam. Within the Golakam, there is mind, which is the space, which is seat of Ahankara. Okay. I sense itself is Ishvara. What is I sense? Is Ishvara. Okay? That's why seeing oneself as Ishvara is Upasana. Got it? Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.